Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. No, there will be no Camel commercials played today. I'm not going to do this.
Oh, come on.
You really want them?
Oh, come on.
All right, I can find it. I just thought it was kind of...
The Camel has outlived its usefulness.
Okay, because you want it and he hates it, I'm playing it.
Set there. Come on.
I saw one the other day. It was a donkey, and it was on Thursday. And it comes up and goes, Bob, 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 Bob. And the other one looks at him and goes, it's not Wednesday. You're not a camel. You're a jackass. I thought that was funny. All right, so I got to ask you old-timers a question. Is it just me, or has winter just all of a sudden gotten here without any warning? It's cold, man. What happened? I thought through October and at least like the first few days of November it was... cool.
I can't remember the last time we had Halloween where you didn't have to go out wearing a heavy coat. I mean, I remember when my kids still trick-or-treated, you had to wear a heavy coat to go out. It wasn't... Back in my day when I was a kid trick-or-treating, I seem to remember going out with a costume without a coat on.
And it was uphill both ways.
Yeah.
Back in the day when you went trick-or-treating, people made their own candy.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Although, even back then, you weren't supposed to take, like, an apple because you'd find needles in them. Or, you know, it was all the urban legends, you know.
Well, unfortunately, it may have been urban legend up here, but where I was from, there was crap that actually happened.
Yeah.
Idiots would do stupid stuff like put a little LSD in an apple or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I'm from. Yay, idiots running amok.
When we moved to Connecticut, Halloween at Mr. Setcavage's house, he would have hot cider outside.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't give away candy. So the kids would stop there towards the end of the night
because
he'd have something you could warm up.
Yeah.
Special batch for mom and dad who
were
taking the kids around.
Very nice.
Here, this is not for the young folk. Have a glass of this.
By the way, have you seen the trick-or-treating commercial for one of the phone companies where the whole family is dressed up in Star Wars costumes? Those costumes are pretty good.
Those costumes are
The guy who's
awesome.
Got the Jabba the Hutt costume on is pretty, it's pretty darn
and
good.
His baby, he's got the baby
dressed
carrier.
Dressed up like Princess Leia.
That is an excellent that's an excellent commercial. You have to admit. But see, things like that sometimes can be to the point where, like, we pay more attention to the costumes and the content of the commercial, and we don't remember
There are so many different phone companies running commercials. I can't keep them all straight. Who's doing what?
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
I think it's Verizon. Is that Verizon?
No, I don't know. T-Mobile?
It might be T-Mobile.
That's what it's all about. So I think that's a funny. Are this year for Halloween? When the little creatures come to your door, do you open the door and met out the candy yourself? You grab a couple, three, and you toss them into the bag? Or do you, A, hold the bowl and allow them to grab as much as they want? Or are you just completely lazy and just leave the bowl out on the porch, wait till it's empty, and then turn your porch light off?
We don't get any trick-or-treaters. We live on a dead-end road on the edge of town. We don't get anybody that comes out to our place.
All right, we will. We'll get a ton.
Yes.
We'll get some, but I'm out with my own kids.
Yeah. Well, see, we break it up. One parent stays home and hands out the candy. The other parent goes out with the kid and picks the right houses for you to go in and, you know, get the candy from. You pick the house, you got to go, A, the ones with the porch light on.
Uh-huh.
You know, if the light's on, you go up. And B, if it looks like a nice house, chances are they're going to have the good candy. It's a ramshackle.
Now, wait a minute. Huh? That doesn't necessarily follow, does it?
I don't want my kid going up to a door and getting Smarties.
Like the phone,
or Sweet Tarts.
Like the phone company commercial says, you can keep track of where the good houses are on a map on your phone now.
I don't know how you do that because you got to, if I'm the candy giver, I got to put something up there that says, I guess maybe the other people would send
out messages.
Yeah, the tweets.
Yeah.
Hey, the Mila household's giving away
full-size candy bars.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
What the heck is that all about? Yeah, but you get gravy on the side if you want it. You just have to ask. It'll be mushroom gravy this year. Mushroom
gravy. Those wacky kinds of mushrooms?
No. Why? Why is everything drug-related with you?
You're the one who brought up LSD in the apples.
Seriously,
people were putting LSD in apples down in Florida.
Yeah,
nice.
Oh, yeah. That happened. Lacing. They would wrap. They'd bake. You know, the special brownies.
Yeah,
and wrap them up and give them out. Yeah, they thought that was really interesting. Now the cops would find you very, very quickly, and teach you a lesson. Back in the old days, the cops would just show up and teach you a lesson.
They didn't want to do the paperwork.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
A couple of shots with the billy club that sent the message.
You understand what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Don't worry, those teeth may grow back. All right, so there it is. That's I just want to know, it is a little colder than usual. Well, you didn't answer my question.
No,
is it
colder than
usual or it's normal?
I don't know. The 20s may be a little cold for the third week in October, but just think, you're not going to be able to take your coat off now until April.
So well, it's a good thing I put on my winter layer of fat. All right, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
President Obama's new national health care program has been beset by a number of problems with the website. There are a lot of reports of error messages and instances of the healthcare.gov website freezing up. It looks like their IT guy may have been in the IT party, but they claim the problems are being caused by an unexpectedly large number of people trying to log on at the same time, which, you see, this is what happens when we don't outsource to India. Things get screwed up. They're saying that if you are in need of health care, you have two choices. You can wait for them to get the site fixed, or you can enroll in medical school, graduate, and then just take care of yourself, which is probably the best. I find it fascinating that our national healthcare website barely functions, and yet every single porn site in the world works like a charm.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.